morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Friday, March 22nd. We close out this week of trading after stocks extended their gains during regular trading yesterday. The Dow added nearly 270 points, or 0.68%. The S&P 500 gained 0.32%, and the Nasdaq ended higher, 0.2%. Bill, let's get into Friday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. How are you? I'm watching the S&Ps. They are showing some weakness this morning. They were higher, but then they've since turned negative. They were higher by 0.15%, then they went flat, then they went negative by 1.5%. And, they're trading all over the board. You look at the bid offer and, it is showing, that we're up by 0.07%. So, this tells you that there's some profit taking going on, and that's acceptable. You should expect profit taking after a couple of big days, but the underlying narrative is what the Fed says, and you really can't fight the Fed. Don't be fighting the Fed, because, while the profit taking is happening, that could be, opportunities to, get the, buy stocks on some weakness. And that's what we're all about. You look at the economic calendar today, and it's really void of any market moving reports coming out. But there is a Fed Listens event, scheduled for this morning, where Powell will be giving the opening remarks. Earnings yesterday were mixed after the close. There's a ceasefire proposal that supposedly the U.S. is going to present at the U.N. today. You're looking at the global markets, the DAX just turned negative. It's down 0.03%. It was higher earlier this morning. The FTSE's gaining. It's up 43 points, or 0.55%. They had some positive retail sales data that came out this morning. The CAC, the luxury goods are weakening, and you're showing the CAC index in Paris down 0.38%. Last night in Asia, Japan continued its, leg higher, was up 72 points or 0.18%. Hong Kong, on the other hand, really did get slapped. It was down 2.16% or 363 points. Whereas in China's markets, we're down 29 points or 0.95%. There was profit taking going on in the Asian markets, but the inflation data came in a little hot. Japan's inflation data was hot, and so was Hong Kong. So, I'm really kind of looking ahead to the Chinese manufacturing service activity data that's pending release. The other key item you want to keep an eye on is oil. Oil was weak this morning. Then it turned higher, and now we're showing oil pushed down a little lower, about 0.1%. WTI is at $80.99 a barrel, whereas in Brent's at $85.70 a barrel. The key item here is with respect to that ceasefire agreement that's happening, because there's been additional volatility that's been added into oil due to transportation factors of oil. A reduction in hostilities may allow tankers to transport their oil cargoes into using more effective routes. And, as I said, the U.S. is supposed to bring a draft U.N. resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza, which to the Security Council sometime today. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning markets update report, Emily.
Bill, as we get into this Friday, our listeners can hear there's plenty to be watching, following this Fed-induced rally that we've been experiencing, like you mentioned, maybe some profit-taking going on. We want to make sure to keep track of the other catalysts in the market, earnings, as you mentioned, and, economic events of the day. Although there's not major reports, there is a bunch of Fed speak to be keeping an eye on. And then, of course, every day there's other market-moving information. So we're going to cover all of that here this morning, starting with earnings action. Bill, what is going on there?
Well, let's start off with Lululemon, ticker LULU. Larry Uncle, they beat by 29 cents, and they did that on higher revenue, but their guidance was not good, and that stock is getting hit. It's down 13.42% this morning. That's 64 points. FedEx, ticker FDX, Frank David X-Ray, they beat by 41 cents, but it was done on lower revenue. But you look at FedEx this morning, that stock's up 11.80%. Nike, ticker NKE, Nancy Kilo Edward, they beat by 9 cents on higher revenue. Stocks trade lower by 6.28% this morning. There's a slight guidance issue going on with Nike. I'll get into that more in a bit. In terms of upcoming earnings, you got nothing. Nothing's really on the tape for this afternoon. I don't see anything significant for Monday, but Tuesday morning we got McCormick and Company, ticker MKC, Michael Kilo, Charlie. Releasing their earnings. Their EPS is 58 cents, and the expected move here is 7.60% when they release on Tuesday morning, Emily.
And now on to the economic events of the day. Bill, give us a rundown of what's going on there.
The only economic report that I'm going to be watching today is the Baker Hughes rate count that comes out at 1 p.m. Eastern time today. And of course, that Fed Listens event, you know, 9 a.m., you're going to be hearing from Jerome Powell when he makes opening remarks. At 10 a.m., Vice Chair Philip Jefferson and Fed Governor Michelle Bauman will be speaking. Then at 12:15, Vice Chairman on Supervision Michael Barr is scheduled to give a speech. And at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be hearing from Atlanta Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic, Emily.
And as we've learned, Bill, you know, comments from the Fed can certainly move markets. So keeping an eye on all of that information is important throughout the trading day. How do you keep track of all of that coming in? The earnings reports, the economic events, the Fed speak, you're using your newsware, you're breaking it down into those types of alerts, but you're also breaking it down into other types of alerts for things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news. You're able to follow trends on the day by grouping stocks together, like your FANG stocks or your Dow 30 stocks. And this gives you a lot of information quickly for the trading day ahead and throughout the day. So Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Yeah, I'm looking at doing a quick data check. I'm looking at my Dow stocks. Half of them are up, half of them are down, two of them are unchanged. So it's a very much of a mixed picture. But I look at the you know, FANG stocks, and for the most part, they are showing little weakness. Google is trading higher, but Tesla is definitely weak. You know, in terms of like news behind it, like, you know, Apple, listen, the monopoly case from the Justice Department in the various states, I mean, you know, it's going to be a tough road for the government, you know, because Apple does have a winning streak on antitrust cases. But, you know, it took forever for them to bring this up. But, yeah, we'll have to see what happens here. There's no easy answer here. Amazon, ticker AMZN, stocks trading off just a fraction this morning. But they're changing their focal points because they've always looked at Target and Walmart as their competitors. And now they're kind of changing direction. They're looking at these Chinese firms, Temu and Shine, as you know, ones that they need to, you know, focus on, these Asian big discount online retailers. What else do I see? Tesla, you know, Tesla's reportedly scaling back EV production in China as it faces slower growth in the sales of various vehicles. So, you know, Tesla's trading off by 3.75% this morning, very weak. We're moving over to our Dow Jones 30 stocks. We're showing Boeing. Now, this is interesting because Boeing's chairman is going to be meeting with some key airline clients, you know, over the course of the next week, and he's doing it without Boeing's CEO. The CEO is under fire because of the various issues that are going on with the manufacturing of the planes. You know, with Boeing stock trading near the, you know, 52-week low, this is actually be a benefit if they did a boost to the stock if they did replace the CEO. But we'll have to wait and see if that actually happens or not. But Boeing shares this morning are trading higher by 0.5%. We're talking Disney, ticker DIS. You know, these proxy advisors, you know, Glass Lewis, they favor Disney's proposal. ISS favors Trian's partner's proposal. You know, the fact is that these firms pay these firms. So, you know, I don't put too much weight into what they're saying, you know, but, you know, this did come out that the proxy firm ISS endorsed Triad Partners this morning. In terms of merger news, the only thing out there is Clorox, CLX, Charlie Larry X-Ray. They're selling some of their wholly owned subsidiaries with operations in Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay to Apex Capital, which is a private equity fund. Guidance news, Lululemon, ticker LULU. Now, the street consensus was $2.55 for Q1. Now they see, you know, Lululemon's coming out saying they see EPS coming in $2.35 to $2.40. That's a downtick. FedEx, ticker FDX, they narrowed their full year 2024 view to $17.25 to $18.25. Street estimate was $17.40. So that's a nice That's a nice uptick there. We're talking Nike, ticker NKE. They see Q4 revenue up slightly. They're talking about, the consensus is 12.04 billion. They see a restructuring charge of 450 million in the second half. So, again, that's not horrible. That's not bad. We're talking shareholders events going on. AVO Tech, ticker ALVO, Apple Larry, Victor Oscar, they're having a capital markets today, meeting today at 10 a.m. This is a European firm. Buybacks, it's Clear Secure, ticker YOU, Yellow, Oscar, Uncle. They're increasing the size of their share repurchasing agreement by $100 million. That's a big one. And FedEx, ticker FDX, their board authorized the new $5 billion share repurchasing program. Ooh, that's why you see the hefty gains in FDX this morning. But that's what I have for you in terms of market moving news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to end this week?
The calendar is really kind of void of any, stocks with key catalysts happening in the short term. But, let's take a look at Nike, ticker NKE, Nancy Kilo Edward. I mean, that earnings report was not horrible. And the stock could see a little bit of a bounce back today, I feel. I mean, I'm looking at yesterday's option volume. Now, 135,043 calls versus 184,406 puts. That's negative. You look at the call open interest, 326,367 versus 402,147. That's negative as well. But the big move is already in. So these guys will be closing their positions. They'll be taking some gains. Now that could be beneficial for the stock price. And you look at what the major brokers are doing out there. They're not changing ratings. They're keeping the ratings the same. Yeah, they lowered some price targets, but they're not changing the ratings, which really is key here. Except for Citibank, which did upgrade the stock. And Citibank calls the weakness a buying opportunity. So, I do kind of like this. And I look at the option volume, I kind of think that this is, that negativity is overdone, and that's going to be, rectified. You look at how the stock reacted after earnings. I mean, it jumped 3% when those earnings were released, but it fell when the company started talking down their earnings expectations for 2025, and they're redoing their model. They're going back to a lot of the consumer stores to see some growth. If I can get in 94.50, I think this would be a winning trade. I think I can grab 1%. I do think the stock's going to show some positive activity when the market does open. So that's my pick of the day, NKE, Nike shares, Emily.
Looking for opportunity in Nike today. And coming up, we're going to do a recap on yesterday's pick of the day to see how that one went. So stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Okay. Apple held talks with Chinese Baidu over AI for its devices. DDD, David 3D Systems, receives NYSE notice regarding late filing of its 10-K. Archer Daniels Midland, ADM. I see S&P yesterday moved its outlook to negative amid ongoing investigation into their accounting practices, and the CFO was placed on administrative leave in January. It's just not good for the stock. Italy has opened up an antitrust probe into Booking Holdings. Let's talk Lilly for a second, LLY. Medicare says that the drug plans may cover obesity drugs for additional uses. That's big. You get Medicare coverage. Woo. Home Depot HD expands the pro ecosystems with four new distribution centers. Kind of knew that. AQN, Apple Quinton Nancy, Algonquin Power is commenting on Starboard director nominees. And they say they're open to communications and appreciate the constructive input. All right, that's good. ECB's Nagel sees increased probability of rate cut before summer break. That's something you can't fight the Fed. Manchester United and Malaysian Airlines announced a multi-year partnership. MANU, Michael Apple, Nancy Uncle. DraftKings, DKNG, sports betting executive that worked there, counterclaimed that he stole trade secrets from his former employer, DraftKings, for his new position at Fantastic. Instagram had an outage last about 3 hours on Thursday. PepsiCo, ticker PEP, the food and drug maker, is committed to investing an additional $400 million in Vietnam to build two new plants powered by renewable energy in the country. Watching the implied volatilities on some of these Chinese stocks, PDD, JD, and BABA. You know, President Xi is going to be meeting with the U.S. executives in Beijing next week. The Citi raised its price target on the stock 600, you know, on expectations of rate cuts and a weaker dollar. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we prepare to end our trading week on this Friday, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was C3.ai, ticker AI. Now, following Micron's earnings beat and a dovish tone from the Fed, you were looking to take advantage of some opportunity in C3.ai, hoping to get your 1% there. Bill, how did your call work out?
Listen, I was looking to get in around 29. Stock opened up 29.22, then fell down to the $29 level, and then it just rallied. It took off to 29.46. So, bam, there's your 1%. That happened, yesterday in the morning. But, you know, the catalyst event couldn't hold on to it because this stock is overvalued. And as I was saying, you don't want to hold this stock. You want to get in and get out. And, you know, so it did work. The model did work. It did catch a nice gain on AI. The 1% was there. But it's not one you want to hold because, you know, they're totally overvalued. But, you know, yeah, it did win. It did, break the 1% mark yesterday, Emily.
Bill, those little 1% wins day in and day out really add up. Definitely a win there. And we will check in with you Monday about today's Nike pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here Monday at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.